This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephone conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin and exchanged perspectives on the Russia-Ukraine conflict. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he spoke with Mr. Putin and discussed the measures to further strengthen special and privileged strategic partnership. The Prime Minister added that he shared his insights from the recent visit to Ukraine. He also reiterated India's firm commitment to support an early, abiding and peaceful resolution of the conflict. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has reiterated India's full support for Brazil's G20 presidency. In his opening remarks at the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting in Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated Brazil's unique initiatives centered on the theme of building just world and sustainable planet. He noted that the strategic partnership between India and Brazil, which was established in 2006, has diversified over the years. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that bilateral relations with Brazil now span a wide range of domains, including defense, space, security, including cybersecurity, trade and investment. He also mentioned that New Delhi is pleased to see a growing appreciation of Indian culture, performing arts and philosophy in Brazil. Dr. Jaishankar and Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira co-chaired the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on September 18th. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, while the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is 30th of August. Voting for the next two phases will be held on September 25th and October 1st. The results will be announced on 4th of October. Out of 90 assembly constituencies in the Union Territory, 74 are general, 7 are reserved for SC candidates and 9 for ST candidates. The Supreme Court granted bail today to Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita in corruption and money laundering cases related to the alleged Delhi liquor policy case. Hearing the case, the bench of Justices B.R. Gavai and K.V. Vishwanathan noted that Kavita had been in custody for around 5 months and that the probe against her by the CBI and the Enforcement Directorate was complete. The Apex Court set aside a July 1st Delhi High Court order denying her bail. The ED arrested Kavita from her residence in Banjara Hills, Hyderabad on March 15th and she has been lodged at the Dehar Jail since then. She was later arrested by the CBI on 11th of April at the jail. The centre has issued comprehensive guidelines for handling public grievances with an aim to make grievance redressal time-bound, accessible and meaningful. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said the guidelines for effective redressal of public grievances seek to empower citizens, streamline process, bring greater clarity and focus to redressal of public grievances. The citizens can register their grievances on www.pgportal.gov, which will operate as a single window experience. In Kolkata, reports of clashes between police and protesters are pouring in from Howrah Bridge, Foreshore Road and Santragachi in Howrah as student groups hold the Navana Abhijan rally. Protesters are demanding the resignation of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over the arrest of those involved in the alleged rape and murder of a doctor at R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital. Heavy rains continue to lash several parts of Gujarat for the third consecutive day, severely affecting normal life. 75 dams in the states are overflowing, while more than 45 have been put on high alert. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in several districts of Gujarat today. Due to deep depression formed over Rajasthan, heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected in some places of South Rajasthan today. In Bihar, several villages in Bhagalpur, Katihar, Khamaira, Patna and Munger districts are affected by flooding due to rising water levels. And that is the end of this news bulletin.